The RSL have this morning said that there are going to be significant changes to Anzac Day this year. John McCourt is the CEO. John, good morning.
Good morning.
No RSL Anzac Day services in 2020. Is that the case?
Well, unfortunately, yes. It's a very difficult decision to make. The one with regard to the traditional Anzac dawn service at King's Park and the commemoration service at the Perth Concert Hall and the parade, that was a bit of a given that the sorts of numbers who turn up for those three events are well in excess of the 500 limit the Prime Minister has imposed. We've gone further for the duty of care for our veterans and also the general public that services under 500 would also be cancelled as well.
That's clearly not been an easy decision.
It was a very difficult one, but we live in extraordinary times, and the real enemy here is coronavirus, and we need to defend ourselves and do the right thing, not only by our veterans, many of whom are much older people, but also their families and the general public.
Will there be some other way of commemorating Anzac Day?
We're looking at it, and there's already some good suggestions are coming in from people that have just learned of this news. We will definitely commemorate it in some way, but obviously not on public property. We are looking at any and every options to do so that Anzac Day can at least be commemorated in some form with the advent of social media and also broadcasting capabilities. We're trying to map a way forward.
John, thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
John McCourt, the CEO of the RSL.